Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is OMF on EEI.
One thing for sure, we had a lot of new people here, right? But I think the guys that were here last year, you know, it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun for them. So they put in the work to keep getting better and keep winning ball games. And, you know, it's a testament to them. You know, last year it was tough to watch. It was tough for them that were here. And now that, you know, it's still early, but they can see the talent that we have and what we're doing. It's fun for them again. Baseball is fun for them.
That's Alex Cora talking about his team and how much fun it is. And right now he's got his team in first place in the AL East at 9-4. They have a three-game cushion right now over Toronto. And it's time for Alex Cora to join us here. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella Insurance, and Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, major league style and minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. Manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, joins us live from Fenway. Hello, Alex.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
You sound good.
Look at that. It's good. Tom Rex.
Very professional.
Yeah, very professional.
I mean, I got a mic here. I got a machine here to talk to you guys.
A machine?
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
It's like a pitching machine? What is that?
No. We use those in the mornings, yeah. No, I don't even know. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Nice. Just happy to be here with you guys.
Well, you said this during spring training numerous times. You told us the last time you were here. You saw a totally different team from what the rest of the world saw with this Red Sox team. And after a real tough start of losing the first three games at home against Baltimore, it's been the team that you kind of predicted it would be. What did you see back in spring? What did you see when you first got here that was different?
Just a good baseball team. I keep saying it. There's no explanation. I do believe our rotation is solid. Our bullpen is good. We're missing we're missing Brazier, but I mean the guys that we have right now is, you know, they're good. So you know, Darwinson has stepped it up the last week. JT threw the ball better lately. Sawamura is a good addition. Adam will be fine. And Barnsey, he's been phenomenal. And as far as position players, a lot of people thought that this team was inexperienced. And you know, Hunter was in the World Series last year. He's a good defender. He has power. He's at bats in spring training against righties were better than what people thought. Enrique, he's great overall. He can play second. He can move around. Smart player. Marwin, you've seen it. We move him around, and he does all the little things to win ball games. Those three guys have been in the World Series, right? And then you, Rafi swinging the bat well, Xander, Christian, and Kevin. They're good catchers. So overall, it's just a good baseball team, and we still have to work. That's the most important thing. We can't take this start for granted. Like, okay, we're 9-4, whatever it is, and well, we're gonna win the division. No. We have to work our way to win the division, but we know that on a daily basis we have a chance because our pitching staff will give us five or six innings. They're going to keep the game under control, and offensively, you know, we will score runs. So we like what we have, But like I said, you know, keep working at it, keep getting better defensively. That's the key. I think that's the most important thing. And if we do that, we're going to be in good shape.
Alex, you talked about Matt Barnes. This is a guy, I think, last year, the year before, to quote, saying he'd rather walk a guy than give up a home run. I felt like last couple years it was curveball coming out of the pen and just kind of didn't like contact too much. This year, I don't know. You tell me, what happened here? Was it a conversation where it's just fastball, here it is, let it eat, and then the curveball plays late? Because he's just pounding the zone with his fastball, like confident.
Yeah, more aggressive, and sometimes I wonder, you know, if we got caught up on the playoff run, right, in October. In October, we pitched to the edges in 18 a lot, and we got some swing and misses. We avoid damage, and I think that mindset stick with us in 19, and we walk a lot of people. We were striking up people. You know, we were avoiding damage the whole season, and that's hard to do. You know, I think our bullpen led the league in walks. You had work. We had work and Barnsey either striking out people or walking people, right? Mm-hmm. And now the message is different. It's like we have to pound the strikes and we have to throw strikes. You look at the Rays and the Dodgers, what they did last year, they were always working ahead in the count. And when they had somebody 0-2, instead of setting them up to get a swing and miss in the 2-2 count, they bury you right away. And, you know, we study what they did. Obviously, Haim comes from an organization that, you know, pitching is, you know, one of the best, right, around the league. And he has certain ideas, and our guys are buying into it. And we've been more aggressive in the strike zone.
So, Alex, just take me back to yesterday with Verdugo, his at-bat. What went into your process, your mindset as far as letting him take the at-bat instead of pinch hitting with J.D. Martinez?
Alex is a good hitter. He can hit lefties. He showed it last year. And he's sitting second for a reason in this team. He's one of our best hitters. And, you know, we sent Marwin for Enrique thinking that they were going to bring the lefty for Marwin there. And that's when JD was going to hit. They didn't do it. They battled. I kept looking at Rocco, and he waited a little bit. JD was standing right next to me. He goes and got the lefty, but I wasn't going to hit JD there. You know, you got to let Alex hit in that situation, and he will hit in those situations throughout the season. We're not going to pitch it for him, and that was a great at-bat. 10-pitch at-bat, two close pitches outside, was able to foul off a good slider, and for him to stay on the pitch and go the other way, That was cool to see, and obviously the emotion that he showed at second base, we'll take that in every day.
Yeah, is it fair to say that relationship, that bond, that trust that needs to exist between manager and player just got a lot stronger yesterday with you just leaving him in there, letting him kind of do his thing?
Maybe. I think he knows that we're not going to hit for him there. If I hit for him there, probably I lose him, right?
Yeah.
So, he knows how we feel about him. He knows that we know that he's a great hitter. And, you know, he put some good swings 2 days ago. He actually, when he hit the home run off the lefty, he goes, "Now we go." And everybody in the dugout, like, "Now?" Like, we've been going for 9 days already. If you're late to the party, hey, we welcome you. But then he kind of said, no, now we go against lefties. And but it's just fun. And, you know, it's such a good team, you know, like they get along. I think the veteran presence of Hunter, Enrique, Marwin, they brought something new to this equation. And nothing against the guys. I love those guys that are playing all around the league right now, but it's just different in the clubhouse. It's a different lingo. It's a different group compared to what we had in 18 and 19. And I like where we at. I like where we at as a group. But like I said, just keep working and keep getting better.
Alex Cora joining us on OMF. I think most people, Alex, like the video replay. I like it because I think in most cases it helps you get the call right. On the other hand now, we're seeing 3, 4, 5 minutes for them to get to the bottom of it, and then you can't review foul balls. Obviously, you had two bad calls against you in the last couple days, one of them that could have been a game changer for you, and I'm wondering how you feel about video review.
Yeah, actually, I was talking to my brother on the way here, and you know, now, I mean, the thing with video, right? It wasn't for the slide that the guy just came off, right? Like that wasn't the reason we we added video. And I think teams obviously took advantage of it, and now that's what they do. You saw it at second yesterday with Arroyo.
Yeah.
He hits the ball off the wall, and I'm watching the game in my office. I'm like, oh, God, no, come on. You know, like, can't be. You can't. And then those two happened, one with Christian, right? And 2 days ago when the umpire said that the catcher caught the ball and the ball, like, rattled around, right?
Bounced.
I mean, it bounced. It wasn't even close. And then yesterday, you know, you saw the hitter. He took off because he swung a miss, and he saw the ball bounce, and he took off to first. And for them to call a foul ball, you know, we were very surprised. But I do believe that we got to get to the point that, you know, just get it right. You know, like, that's what we want. If it was a foul tip and you went to the video and it was a foul tip, so be it, you know, and we move on. I mean, it's just something that it frustrates you as a manager, and I understand the pace of play and all, and we want a faster pace, but there's just get the call right. That's why we got the system. The people in New York, I know they have a tough job, but they're there for a reason, and if we can add a few things, we should do it.
I think it's scary when people at home watching it and they're showing the replay two or three times, get it about a minute and a half earlier than the umpires do. There's something wrong with that, because you're right. They're sitting there in New York. They're looking at the same thing that we're viewing. Matter of fact, they're getting more angles of it than we're getting on TV. I don't understand why they can't simply say, boom, there it is. Wow.
Glenn,
safe.
And when you're in the dugout and all of a sudden it takes longer than – I mean, you call Michael Brantley, who's our video guy. You call him, and he tells you – not even close – and you're there and you're waiting, you know, like in certain calls, and you're like, what's going on here? You know, like, and then when you have to wait, that's when you start wondering, like, okay, this is going to go against us. So we felt like the one at second yesterday was the one with Devers, the throw to Dahlbeck. I don't know. I didn't see the replay after that. It was actually closer than the way that was a quick call right away. And we kept looking at it like, wow, it doesn't seem that obvious. But obviously they have different camera angles. But it's tough to be in the dugout and wait for the calls. When they're going 3-4 minutes, it's like, okay, where are we at with this?
So, Alec, Garrett Richards, last couple outings, a lot better than obviously his first one. I'm just curious, and maybe I just remember it wrong, but I always thought he was like just sinker slider monster, like big-time movement in the fastball, down and in. And I don't see that sinker at all, like a two-seamer at all. And actually, the four-seamer kind of looks like it cuts a little at the end. But did the sinker go away, or am I imagining things?
No, I mean, it's a four-seamer with a natural cut at 94, 95 that he can pitch, you know, up and away. He can throw you inside, and it's like a front door cutter. We like the curveball. It's, I mean, as far as like spin rate and everything that goes on, you know, it's one of the best. The slider is probably his best breaking ball, but he's not there yet with it.
Yeah.
So there was a good one yesterday against Nelson, right, in the first inning on an 0-2 count. But we like where he's at, to be honest with you. Those first two runs, you know, we don't make a play. Same thing happened in Baltimore with the two homers, and then Rafi forget the outs or whatever. But, I mean, 5 and 2 runs, that's pretty good. And, you know, we're taking care of them physically. Nobody has gone over 100 yet. I think the only one – no, I'm wrong. Pibetta, I think he went over 100. But, you know, I do believe stuff-wise, this pitching staff is pretty solid. You know, 94 from – 95 from Richards. Nate obviously thrown 100. Eduardo, you saw it. He's one of the best lefties in the league. And you know, Pivetta throwing 97 in the last inning in Baltimore. Martin, it seems, in two starts of like broken bat singles and ground balls going the other way. So they're doing a good job. And then Tanner, obviously, we you know, he's done a good job for us too. And we feel pretty good about our pitching staff. That's why we feel that this team, you know, can continue to play good baseball, because they're going to keep us in the game, and we're going to keep doing our thing offensively.
The new rules that they're going to try out in the Atlantic League, there's a couple of them that they're trying out. The one that kind of stands out to me that I actually like is moving the mound back 12 inches.
If you're now,
they should have done that in 1998,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, right?
I mean, come on.
Is it? What are your thoughts on
this
it?
This tape and say, "Come on, bro, let's
come
go.
On,
oh, man.
Come
on, no, man. No, your line is, I don't know, man,
I don't know.
What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, and the double hook.
I go, whatever. Come on, honestly,
you gotta be careful.
I do believe, man.
Get fined again.
Well, if it's only a fine, that's nothing, you know.
you've seen a lot worse.
Sorry, but it's the truth, you know. Yeah. I do believe that for us to get the pay, I do believe we went to Baltimore and Minnesota, and Lou, you guys asked me this question about the baseball.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's real. It's not traveling. You have to crush it. You have to. You know, I haven't seen too many fly balls that just go out. Actually, we hit the ball hard in Minnesota. And
Rafi the other day.
Rafi, and he missed one yesterday. Hunter hit one. Yeah. So I think, you know, as far as runs and home runs, it's going to come back to reality. The other part of it, if that happens, then you have to play better defense. And if fly balls are not going out, then you can start running because you gotta move the guys around. So I think sometimes we overthink how we're going to get this game better, you know, and watchable. Let's see how it plays out now. I mean, all this stuff about not the lefties can't pick off, you know, they have to step up and throw the first and moving them out. Yeah, I mean, we got to be careful, you know. We got to be careful. I know other leagues have made adjustments. I believe this baseball stuff is a big adjustment, and the game is going to play different. But obviously, in the summer, the ball is going to fly, but that happens anywhere.
You can't that double hook rule. I mean, if your pitcher goes out and struggles, now you got to pull your best hitter or one of them? Like, that just makes no sense to me.
No, I mean, that's why you got 14 pitchers, right? You got to grind and you got to use everybody, and that's why you got a 40-man roster, and you have to maneuver, and the GMs, that's why they get paid the big bucks, and, you know, and then the managers, they have to make decisions based on not only today and tomorrow, and I mean, you can come back. I mean, I've seen games, you're down 7-1, and you come back in the eighth inning because you still have that good hitter. So let's not get too smart about it. Let's see how it plays this year.
Right,
I want to see how it plays.
Quickly, yeah. Before we let you go, what are they telling you about the chance of playing tonight?
It looks bad out there. I think they're meeting right now, so we should know either, you know, in half hour what's going to happen.
Okay, so
I was playing with the kids with the snow this morning, so that was,
yeah, isn't it
that
crazy?
Was surreal, man. I mean, that was crazy.
April in Boston.
Crazy. They got mad at me because I left. They wanted to be playing with the snow. I'm like, hey, man, we got work to do.
If that's the case, it's a 4:05 Fox game tomorrow. I would guess that you'd have to play two either Sunday or Monday. Would that make sense?
I think it makes more sense Sunday, right? And
okay.
Then we have the 11 a.m. On Monday.
Oof,
that's tradition. And come on, man. We're just here, bro. We're just here. We should be okay. We should be okay.
All right. Alex, always good talking to you. We'll do
Thanks,
it again
Alex.
Next week.
Thank you, guys.
Have a
Take
good
care.
One, bud.
All
right. See you later. Alex Cora joining us right here on OMF.